Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek MovieCast, episode 307. Ooh, yeah. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Cast, joined by Mike Suniti.
What's up?
Corey Feinside.
Nope.
And Tony Korkanakis.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
It's a bad week for news.
Yeah, it's okay.
And if you guys are curious why Corey's grumpy, check out our spoiler cast for Stranger Things to find out why.
We felt we would start our night with our spoiler cast, and I think it's just killed the movie cast vibe right now.
Corey's triggered. I can see it on his face.
I'm going to summarize for the listeners.
The biggest problem is we have to mention a certain movie in this too.
But Corey's simply just in love with Barb. So if those who don't watch the spoiler cast, you know this now. So now we can move on.
Okay, that's enough.
All right. Welcome, listeners, to 307. Wow. Yeah, please check out the spoiler cast for Stranger Things. There's a meltdown.
It could be one of our most eventful episodes.
Listen, guys,
ever.
I'm here to kill Demi Gordons and save Barbers, and I'm all out of Barbers.
Aren't we all?
Wouldn't that be more like you're all out of Demogorgons because you want to save Barb?
No, that's the problem. Man.
Let's get into the box office. You'll never hear me say that again.
Oh my God, Tony. This is the kind of night we're running right now. This is like historic. Like, I'm glad we have recordings of this. Holy shit. And my computer's slowing down. All right. Yeah, box office. Don't Breathe took number one, overthrowing Suicide Squad. So, yeah.
No, I will say Suicide Squad had better legs than I anticipated. Like the first week drop off was bad, but after that it like evened out, which is very surprising.
It did better in the fourth week than BBS did in its fourth week.
Yeah,
700 million now for this worldwide. That's what 100 million less than Batman vs Superman.
That's kind of sad, and that's without China.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's without China. Yeah,
that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's
like a really sad.
Well. Especially because the movie cost half the price. It was like half the price to make this movie. Mm-hmm. So that's almost half. I mean, it was probably
good.
Like...
Good for them, I guess. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, you see this every now and again. I wish it was a better movie, personally, because I mean, I felt BVS is a better movie overall, but I'm glad it's done so well. I mean, the only thing that you can argue about this is it makes them not fix their shit.
It motivates them because it's like, wow, we can make shit movies and make $700 million. Maybe if we make a good movie, we can make $1 billion.
Think about it, if they didn't have that drop off of 69%, if they had held, it would have done $800 million.
Well, yeah, or it wouldn't have held later in the other weeks as much too.
Did have better legs later.
But
and in fact, Corey and I are going to see this tomorrow again.
Oh,
really?
It's $6, Tony. $6.
It's free for you, Jim.
And I'll punch you in the dick.
It's free for me entirely. This should give me back $2, right?
I should be another movie.
You better give me $2 credit for a popcorn.
Can't believe we went from Barb to Suicide Squad right away. Like, what the fuck?
It was a hard. Yeah. Well,
those are linked in our minds forever now.
Yeah, Slipknot and Barb go hand in hand, and we're not talking Slipknot the band, listeners.
No, it can be confusing.
All right.
It can be.
So what else did we get?
So we got Don't Breathe at number one at 26 million, Suicide Squad at 12.2, Kubo and the Two Strings at 7.8, which is only a good fall off for it. Fall off as in good, like it wasn't a big drop. Sausage Party and Mechanic Resurrection, which is the Jason Statham movie, tying essentially for the fourth and fifth spots. Everybody's mediocre this week. Don't Breathe is 26.4, which is a lot higher than I expected for that thing. But
horror movies always seem to do well for some reason. You know, like The Purge isn't like a I mean, for what they are, my favorite phrase for what it is. Yes,
you guys have to watch Rick and Morty. They had an episode on The Purge. It was just it was absolutely amazing. Rick and Morty is Matt Groening works on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. That's like his new project.
Yeah.
So, creator Simpsons listeners, those listeners and viewers.
What is my purpose? You pass the butter. Oh God. Yeah. Welcome to the club.
I'm not moving into that. But anyways, so there's your box office top five. Opening this week is nothing. There's stuff, but who cares? The box office is dead.
There's a chance, basically, Suicide Squad's going to...
retake.
Well, not retake, but I'm just saying that it's going to make some more money again. And probably, what they say, you said it was going to be like 700...
Yeah, 700 million.
I mean, domestically, do you think that it could get to 300? So, I mean, right now, I think it can. It's at like 287 before this week.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I definitely think it could do that.
It's pretty impressive.
I mean, you figure next week is a 50% drop off, or maybe even a little higher, maybe 6.5 million it brings in.
Even if they bring in six, it's going to be at what, 93?
Yeah. They'll make it. They're going to make it.
I mean, and then it drops off another 50. Yeah, I think it can. Yeah.
It's going to make it. That's pretty impressive. Wow. I mean, that's awesome for them. I just wish that it was I wish that it wasn't as butchered, and I hope the studios learn from the backlash from this that they keep their hands off the fucking movie.
You know what my problem is? A lot of people are upset there's not that much Joker in it, and I don't really like this Joker anyway. I thought there was just enough. And now we don't know if he even is going to exist anymore.
Oh, we forgot to mention that. So yeah, he came out saying like he was very
had a bitch fit.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So yeah, I mean, do you think that they're going to get rid of him? I mean, I'm okay with this because the Joker, in my opinion, can be played by multiple people. I feel like that Joker.
Well, there are three in the comics right now.
Okay, but I think it works because you've seen him in other animated shows, animated movies, and he's played and he's kind of drawn differently, and he's got so I'm used to seeing so many different looks of the Joker that having him play like another person play him in the next movie, I'd be absolutely fine with this. Not to mention, I agree with Mike and his styling. I fucking hated so, I'd be okay with this. But you know, what do you guys think?
Well, I think that he's gonna probably come back. We'll see. He's going to be in a Batman movie.
Here's the thing: we just got.
It was a pretty severe like bitch fit he threw.
Yeah.
And he's also signed a contract though. I mean.
Yeah, but what did he sign?
He doesn't have to enjoy it.
How many movies?
I don't know exactly the number of movies, but it's more than one, and it's going to be like a Jennifer Lawrence situation where like just come back and do the thing and not really care about it, and maybe he won't have to be. You have to deal with the freaking method acting that he does. Maybe that'll solve some stuff.
But. Okay, so we got Deathstroke revealed by Ben Affleck today in the Justice League movie.
I don't like it.
You know,
it's weird. Listen,
it's better than The Flash because armor works for Deathstroke. You know what I mean?
That's weird.
But now we know why Slade Wilson can't be on Arrow, which has totally fucked Arrow. It really has. Okay.
I clicked on something.
Slade Wilson attacks.
But like... I don't mind the look as much as you, Corey, because he can have armor. His head looks huge.
I thought that was like the Predator walking out there for a second.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
But
I'm not a fan of it. I don't mind the armor mask and stuff. Like the mask could be like a little armory, but I don't like the suit. Like I said, it's like you in the Flash. Like he shouldn't have an armored suit like that. It's supposed to be like a ninja.
He's reportedly playing the main villain in the solo Batman movies. So we're not going to get the Joker in the solo Batman movie.
You'll get a Joker appearance.
I'm with Jim. I don't mind Deathstroke having armor because he's not a metahuman.
Most of the adaptations of him that I've seen, more recently, are Injustice and...
This is all Injustice styling, isn't it?
Injustice and Arkham Origins, both of which he was pretty well armored up in there. So,
although the Arkham and Injustice, everybody's armored. So,
yeah. Whatever. So, I mean, I don't mind it either. I just think he's kind of a strange choice for a solo Batman movie. He's not really a Batman villain. Like, it's just recently.
Everybody's a Batman villain.
No, but just recently, like, they started to like. Throw him into Batman stories. Like, they don't have much of a history at all.
Didn't he start in Batman, though?
I don't think so.
I thought he started, appearance-wise. He's never been a major villain. Like, we had this conversation, I feel like, last week. Mm. But, like, he's never been a major villain, but now he's going to be the main villain of the Batman solo movie. That doesn't say the only villain. Like Corey just said, the Joker could be in that. But how do you have the Joker and not be the main villain? Tony knows. Absolutely. You don't do that. And you know how you have that? Is when you don't have a strong enough Joker.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like this would be if, like, Thanos had shown up in Guardians of the Galaxy and, like, did one thing and blew up something and just, like, left for the rest of the movie. You'd be like, what the fuck? Like, who does that? Like, what was the point?
You guys, you just reminded me of the Thor thing you sent us today was hilarious.
Oh, I love that.
I'm surprised you kids know who he is.
Who's this weird, purple, weird-looking dude? Vision, yeah!
I'm surprised you know who this guy is. Yeah.
And what do we have over here? It's Mjolnir with sunglasses, so the sun doesn't get in this.
And look, he's carrying Thor.
He's carrying a mini-me.
That was a great sketch. If you haven't seen that, listeners and viewers, you can go to YouTube. And how do you search for that? What's that, like, just what Thor's been up to?
Civil War
Thor or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The and, part where he's like, come up, his food's video. Roasting in the sunlight. He's like, almost done. Smells delicious.
Almost done.
It's great.
Send a raven.
What was his roommate's name?
Daniel or Daryl? Yeah,
Daniel. Like, he's trying to vacuum the floor, and Mjolnir's right on the floor, and he can't move it.
Yeah.
I like how he gave Mjolnir, like, a bed.
Yeah.
Taking a nap.
Mjolnir sleeps. Yep. So I thought it was a great little sketch from Marvel on that one, but that was cool. Anyways, I don't know. Deathstroke being the main villain, again, doesn't instill a lot of confidence in me, but neither does anything in this universe that they've done. So the one
good thing about it is he could have, like, a realistic fight with Batman. Like, they're kind of similarly...
Oh, yeah.
Like, skilled. Like,
they could have a nice, battle, you're right. Because they're both not meta-humans.
They could more or less do, like, the same things. They could strategize, they could have gadgets, they can, you know, do actual martial arts. So it could be a good matchup if done well, but it is a little unconventional in my eyes to have him be the main villain for Batman in a movie.
Do we know who plays him?
There was a rumor. I don't know. They don't have who plays him yet, but I think there was a rumor going around a while back about who was it?
This is just the guy that does it on Arrow.
Yeah. God, what was his name? I can't remember. But there was I can't remember. I'm trying to quickly see it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to find it.
The guy in Don't Breathe would have been good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Terra Nova. What is the
Avatar. I hate when ads auto start playing. I don't know. Anyways, that's your Deathstroke news. Suicide Squad. Fox, let's talk more about Deadpool. Remember Deadpool? How it had no budget?
Mm-hmm.
So... they refused to pay the writers to show up to film the movie, which is common practice that the writers are there during the shooting because they wrote the movie and that's part of their pay. Fox refused to pay them. So Ryan Reynolds, out of his own money, paid them for that movie.
Wow, good guy Ryan Reynolds. Go you, man.
I thought he really wanted that movie to be, like, he put his, like, and that's why that movie was so good. Because he wanted it to be that good. You know what I mean? It's like, that's why, is it Bernthal? Is it the Punisher?
Berenthal?
Yeah.
Berenthal, yeah. It was so good because he wanted that character to be so... I mean, that's real passion about a character right there. Like, when that is, like... that's awesome to see from an actor. It's, like, not about the money whatsoever, or clearly. It's, like, I want to play this guy. I want it to be successful. I want it to be great and enjoyable. And that's, I think, why that movie was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this story coming out now just cements why. Also cements why... Fox needs to start working with Marvel. But
I think that I think that's getting further and further apart now at this point.
I think it might be too. Mike might be right. But
if Deadpool wasn't such a success, I think it would have been a surefire thing, kind of like how Sony, after they went bust with Amazing Spider-Man 2, was like, okay, Marvel, you win.
Yeah.
I mean,
Age of Apocalypse didn't do too well, right? I don't even remember.
But Deadpool kind of like... Yeah, I didn't see that. Deadpool gave him.
I wanted to, but I didn't. You know, Deadpool was big.
You saw Apocalypse?
Yep.
Did you talk about that?
I don't know if I mentioned it last week, did I?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Well, I'll talk about it this week.
Did you see it recently?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into what we've been up to, Jim.
Well, I wanted to mention... we can do that. We'll finish up with the other one. I watched Age of Apocalypse. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
No,
it's just X-Men Apocalypse.
X-Men Close Apocalypse, enough. Yeah. It's not really the Age of Apocalypse, even. I really did not like Apocalypse in this movie. Like, I just didn't like him. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a pot. It's like a he didn't really do anything.
He's Poe Dameron, so that's one thing. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's true, but like he just doesn't really do anything. Like he's just he didn't really do anything. Like that's the best way to say it. Like it wasn't a very it was more about Magneto's struggle. And that's really what it was more about, right? I mean,
did you like that though? As all a big of Magneto these... fan,
Jim.
Yeah,
I mean, all I would say all these McAvoy, Fassbender movies have been about Xavier and Magneto.
And this is the third one that does it. But like, you have a powerful mutant like Apocalypse, and they've made their own. They took in their own liberties in this. They had Angel. Who didn't really have a role and got turned into the Archangel right away, which was weird that he suddenly had metal wings. And then it was weird also to have Nightcrawler show up because it's supposed to all be part of that old universe that doesn't make any sense to have Nightcrawler show up now. And I don't know. I thought the whole thing was a mess. And it was more of an attempt to really just move on to its own and not let you, to make us think, to forget about the older series, the older show, the older movies, but they keep telling us it's all part of the same universe. Like, that's the problem now. Now you get into confusion. Because it's just like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you, now you're recasting people.
I thought it was pretty obvious that there was kind of a new timeline, except it's the same universe.
Guess,
it's like the Star Trek thing. It seemed that's what they did with the whole last one there, Days of Future Past.
I mean,
is the
obviously
point
Apocalypse was not in the old timeline because that his impact, I guess. But everybody said that this was more of a way for them to reboot the series. Olivia Munn is terrible. Like, how does she get jobs? Like, what the fuck is wrong
she's
with people?
Hot. That's it.
Not,
why she gets a job.
As,
come on,
as
man.
A normal woman, probably. But now she's in, like, actress world. Where there are, like, they can cast other people who can act and are attractive. Like, how does she get jobs? Because she's a fucking, like,
she's had, like
no,
two
bullshit.
Jobs.
She doesn't know what
she's
the
she's been
fuck
in, like, two about. Movies.
There's been in a few movies, actually.
Yeah. She has
what
been
else?
In a few movies. Just stuff
I know,
drama,
like, this
and seen.
One of those stupid Magic Mike movies she was in, too.
And she was in a drama, like, where it was some baby, the triple couple thing that she was in. I forget what it was called, but she was in, like, some movies, but she's terrible.
She's not a legitimate actress.
And the weakest part of the movie was her. I felt like she was stupid and tacked on and, like, if I could rant about her for about 35 minutes, I would do this, but I'm going to save you all and just tell you that she's fucking terrible.
Right. Was she worse than Jennifer Lawrence in the movie?
Yes. Yes, she was.
Wow. That's impressive.
And I didn't like Jennifer Lawrence in this movie. But
here's my problem with the post First Class X-Men movies. I mean, I like Days of Future Past, and I like First Class to a degree. But, like, I hate the focus on Xavier, Magneto, and Mystique. Like, I'm sorry. Like, yes, Charles Xavier and Magneto were the people that started up, like, the X-Men universe and stuff like that.
Makes
but they
sense.
Are not the X-Men. Like, the focus is the fucking X-Men, not Mystique.
No, but
like,
it makes sense that they're forming the X-Men in this. But why is Mystique here?
Why does it take three movies to do that shit?
I don't know.
Mystique is there because Jennifer Lawrence got too damn famous. And it's, brutal, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't watch this movie. I wanted to, but I never got around to it. But just watching the trailers, I'm just like, oh, God, the Mystique show for no reason.
Yeah.
And is that what it is?
It is, kind of.
For the most part, she's a big part of this movie.
They look up to her like a freedom fighter, and it's just like, what has she really ever done?
The Hunger Games.
So
that's what she's done.
Yeah. No, I mean in this movie, in this series.
I know. That's it. That's what she's done to be important in this universe. That's why it sucks.
Damn. So, all right, that's really all I need to talk about. I mean, it's not nothing really else going on. I had a busy week, so weddings and stuff that I was in. So nothing was watched for me besides that, really. So, all right, Tony.
Nothing too much. I started the Star Wars Clone Wars 3D animated cartoon series.
Did you finish the movie at least? Get through that?
No, I didn't even see the movie. I was like four episodes deep, and I'm like, I'm just gonna watch this.
Okay.
I'll circle back to the movie. By this point, I don't think anything in the movie's... I could be wrong. I just don't think anything in the movie's going to surprise
I'd forgotten that Ahsoka's appearance was in there first. So that
well, the movie came out first, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. Like, so far, like, I'm only, like, 5 or 6 episodes deep now. It does this weird balance of, like, parts of it. I'm like, yeah, this is really good. And then other parts are just like, damn, this is a fucking kid show. And I know it's a kid show, but, like, it's really hard to get past some of the things, especially with the battle droids. They're just like, oh, my God, you guys are so annoying. Like, you are Jar Jar turned up to 11, but you get decapitated, so I guess it's okay. But you're a robot, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's my feelings on it. I mean, I stick with it just because you guys said it got really good.
It does. Just stay with it.
So
I coincidentally, I also started that this like last couple weeks. I got to like the 3rd or 4th episode. I don't even know that movie existed either.
Yeah.
But you know, I feel kind of the same way. It is getting a little better now. The stuff with Plo Koon or whatever his name is, who the guy I remember from Jedi Power Battles as the yellow lightsaber dude who looks like a scorpion face or something. Actually, he looks like Predator.
Yeah, he looks like Predator. What I forgot to mention was, like, there's this one episode where R2-D2 goes missing, and then they give him, like, an R3 unit as a replacement. And Anakin is such a dick to this R3 unit.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, like, R3, like, I feel bad for you. But, like, obviously, you know, spoiler alert, it was, like, a spy droid unit. But I'm like, Anakin is so fucking hateful to this droid unit. It's, like, ridiculous. Like, you are taking it out on this droid unit so bad. But that's all I wanted to say.
It's a better Anakin.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100%.
Anything else, Tony, or that good?
No, that's it.
Mike?
Like I said, I watched that, which, you know, and, yeah, the last episode of Stranger Things, which we talked about a lot on the spoiler cast. That's about it. So that's it for me.
Corey?
Well, it's all about the Stranger Things. So just listen to that. Basically, just needed to make sure I watched that this week so we could talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And both of you guys, just quick overall impressions on here for the listeners and viewers.
Well, I really liked it. It's just interesting to like see. It's a mystery, really. Supernatural mystery is the best way I would describe it. And it comes together in a pretty satisfying way with just little plot holes, or not even plot holes, but like questionable things here and there. But overall, I'd give it like 8.5 or a 9 even.
Yeah, I think that growing up in that time period and watching all the different, you know, stuff that this is, you know, being a just, you know, paying tribute to, really, you know, just brings you back to that time. And like, this is amazing, really great show, and I liked it a lot. And you can hear more about that on the spoiler cast, I guess.
Yep. All right. I think that's gonna do it for MovieCast episode 307. Listeners, if you have any comments or questions about this episode, write us podcast@allingeek.net. Follow us on Twitter. If you've watched Stranger Things, check out our spoiler cast this week. It's coming up. And yeah, tune in next week.
Just want to say, you know, a moment of silence for Gene Wilder. He did pass away.
Oh, Gene Wilder. Yeah, Jesus, yeah. I almost forgot Gene Wilder. Yes, I was waiting to do that at the end, too. Yeah, Gene Wilder. Yeah, moment of silence real quick here. And then
for those of you that don't know who Gene Wilder is.
Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka and that was his Young Frankenstein. That's
young Frankenstein. Frankenstein.
Whatever.
Frankenstein.
I mean, him and Mel Brooks had a great run together.
He had, yeah. I mean, even like him and Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. With Hear No Evil, See No Evil, the blind one. And I mean, they had so many great comedic roles. I mean, his most famous, obviously, Willy Wonka. But mm-hmm. I mean, you can argue the Victor Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Amazing. But yeah, I mean, the Blazing Saddles. You know, he was in so many good, yeah, like you said, Mel Brooks movies. And then stuff just on his own. I mean, when I found that out today, I was like, oh my, I couldn't believe it. So he passed away, unfortunately, due to some complications with Alzheimer's. I guess he was battling that.
Yeah, they didn't tell anyone about that until now that he had that. But he was 83.
83. So he lived a good life, but, you know. So, yeah, just a moment of silence here. And
mm-hmm.
All right.
I think that says it all.
Of literal science.
It was a moment of silence. You got to give him a moment of silence on the episode. All right. I think that's going to wrap up the episode, listeners. So tune in next week, and thanks for listening. Spider-Man's.